Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, thanks for joining me here today on Throwback Thursday, June 22nd, 2017, the official first day of summer. But for those of us here in the southwest part of the United States of America, we've already had record-setting high temperatures approaching 120 degrees Fahrenheit for a few days. So technically, you can say today's the first day of summer, but it's been awful hot for the past few days. So we are rolling into summer, getting a running start into the season. So as always, I start out by sharing my rhino of the day. And today, it is one of my larger rhinos of the collection. This is a fairly sizable, about a 20-inch long leather rhino. Fairly standard. You see these around at arts and crafts festivals and whatever, or I do. People that are searching for rhinos see them. And I do have a couple of these. This is my light brown one. And I also have a dark brown leather large rhino. Looks practically the same. These dark brown, and I'll be sharing that in the future sometime, but for now, we'll put them back on the shelf. This is Mr. Humongo Leather Rhino. I don't see any dates or anything else on it, so that's it for today's rhino of the day. Now, to get to Throwback Thursday, and look what I found in the archives. You know, last week on Throwback Thursday, I talked about a t-shirt that I had bought at my second annual convention of my first multi-million dollar company, the Simulated Sports Services, my fantasy sports game company that I built from scratch to become actually the largest in the industry at the time. Wasn't that big a company, because now I got saw a study that I got emailed to me just the other day from the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. Yes, there's even an association, that it's something like there's 60 million people playing it, and it's like a $14 billion industry or something. So I did not have the largest company in a $14 billion industry. That would be nice. But back in the day when nobody knew what it was, very few people, it was for rabid sports fans. And there's Rich, speaking of rabid sports fans, one of my original members of my business. So you're going to enjoy this one, Rich. And Phil, thanks for being here. And if you guys make a comment or click a like, that helps me, that helps more people see this. So I always appreciate that. Thank you in advance. And look what I found. Somewhere in storage, I found an actual t-shirt from my fantasy sports game company. So last week I shared a t-shirt from the NBA All-Star game that I had our second annual SSS convention at. This is my company, the SSS Fantasy Sports Game Company. And we'll open it up and see. Yeah, there's nothing on the back. But there it is. And I had my meaningless slogan that did nothing and brought in no money to me. And it's a mistake that most business owners make. They have meaningless slogans. And you can see back before I knew what the heck I was doing with direct response marketing, although I was using a lot of this, not knowing that it had a name or it had certain standards and rules and things that worked and didn't. I was actually doing a lot of stuff that worked from direct response marketing. That's how this company built so quickly to be number one in its industry. And later on, when I got introduced to there was such a thing called direct response marketing, I was like, hey, I did a lot of that stuff with that SSS Fantasy Sports Game Company, so I knew it worked. I said, well, look at all the other stuff I should have done and how much money I left on the table and how much more stuff I could have done for my customers and so on. But anyway, there it is. Now, a couple of things. This is a high-quality Hanes t-shirt. I didn't get some knockoff, although I got pricing, of course, on the Made in Wherever cheapo crappy t-shirt. So to this day, I don't know how long since or if ever I wore this or in storage, but I will likely wear it now. It's summertime, see how that fits in. And that's t-shirt wearing time. Although today, just as yesterday, I'm dressed in a semi kind of presentable way, like a real person wearing a red polo shirt. And instead of my typical red hilarious Hawaiian shirt, because this morning I was out with a prospective new client. I just finished a large, big project that's now launched and going and throwing off money left and right for a client. And so I'm looking for a new project. I take on one major project at a time, usually get 2-3 months worth of work to ramp it up and get it going and get the systems in place, and then I can take on another one. So I was actually going to meet in person. It's very rare that I meet a client in person, but I was seeing one locally here. who has an exciting new business venture that I might get involved with. And of course, it can be worth tens of millions of dollars when we put it all together. So it'll be exciting to work on it. At this point in my career, I can work when I want, where I want, with whom I want. So I only like to work on really big, exciting projects, which, by the way, if you have one of those and you're looking for someone to help you market it and turn your idea, which sounds good, into actual physical millions of dollars worth of cash, then maybe you want to contact me and we'll see. But if I am going to accept, I'm talking to a couple others, I'm narrowing it down, but I'll accept one by tomorrow at the latest. Then it'll take a few months. You can still contact me and you'll get on the list, at least the waiting list for next time I take on a project. But anyway, so here's what I have to say about this. I printed up these shirts, I believe, to take to one of my annual conventions where I met my clients in person. I had a national business. It was a mail order, play over the phone and by mail type of game. So I didn't meet clients in person. That's why, as I spoke about last week on Throwback Thursday, I started having a convention so I could meet my favorite, best, top clients. And if they weren't before, when they came to the convention, certainly they went up towards the top of that list of being my favorite clients. And I had T-shirts printed up to give them when I went to the convention and give them the T-shirts. Now, wondering, Rich, you see, I don't know if he's still here, but if anyone actually wore these. So a couple of things you can do in your business. Are you doing this kind of stuff? Okay, we talk about, and people have heard about the concept of having raving fans. It's kind of a very appropriate kind of a sports metaphor to raving fans, because sports teams, major colleges and pro teams, you know, have rabid, crazy, raving fans who buy all kinds of souvenirs and paraphernalia and proudly wear it and therefore advertise the business, because after all, sports team is a business. They need to get fans and sell tickets and make money and sell souvenirs and subscriptions to cable views of their sports games and whatever. And so they really appreciate, although they don't tell you that, they don't send you a thank you note that I know of, but they appreciate when you wear around a T-shirt with the name of the team. This morning, I was meeting this prospect, and he's just moved down here to the Phoenix area from Sacramento area, and he's a right there on his phone. Somebody had called him or it buzzed or something on his phone, and he's got an Oakland Raiders insignia on it. And I'm like, I asked such a stupid question. I'm like, boy, they're moving now to Vegas. Are you still going to be a fan? And I'm like, what a silly thing. I'm talking to somebody that he himself moved out of the area. So he moved, they moved. Of course, he's still been a fan. We talked all about the Raiders and whatever. So do you have for your business, do you have people who put your logo on their, as their screensaver on their phone? On their computer? Do they wear T-shirts of your business? Do they have keychains of your business? Do they have calendars on their refrigerator, on their wall, about your business? You know, it's interesting, Phil Brakefield here also goes, that's Phil's business, is, or one of them, or was, a professional promotional items. So contact Phil, and if he's not still doing it, he'll let you know somebody that is, that can print up, you know, mugs and T-shirts and pens and calendars and all that typical kind of stuff, but he can also do some fantastic print up. Of course, he could do these T-shirts. He could print up apparel and leather bags and all kinds of fancy, really cool stuff and fancy pens instead of just typical throwaway pens that you get from your insurance agents and whatever. Really nice ones that really set off a good feeling when your clients or prospects, customers, patients get this kind of stuff. So it's one way to, everyone says they want raving fans of their business. So ask yourself, are you treating your fan, your customers, yeah, I even said fan, are you treating your customers, clients, your patients, your members, as if they are fans? Think of it that way, that they're, even if they just bought some today for the first time, they're a fan. Now, at that point, they're a casual fan, just like somebody would go to one sporting event. Oh, yeah, I enjoyed the game. Never going back, never buying season tickets, not buying T-shirts, not putting their bumper sticker on my car, not advertising your company, sorry, but a casual fan, bought something. But our goal is to turn them into raving fans. So, of course, it goes without saying to give them excellent service, products, deliver what you say, go above and beyond. But be thinking, what do raving fans of sports teams do? What do the owners of the sports teams do to create and perpetuate and serve raving fans that you're not doing in your business? So getting them to wear your T-shirt would be one cool way. Also, over the years, for many different businesses I've had, I printed up hats, T-shirts, pens, all that kind of stuff I just talked about. And I'm always thinking of treating them like a raving fan and how cool. Oh, I printed out all kinds of certificates. You know, when I had my marketing Chicago and Sharp Restaurant Entrepreneurs. I taught marketing to small business owners and hosted hundreds of events, and I would print up certificates for my marketer of the month, my marketer of the year. Well, they got a nice certificate framed that they could, or nice trophies that I, you know, cost 50 or 80 or 100 bucks for these, but that I was picturing that they would put this on their shelf in their office or on their wall, and other business owners would come in, suppliers, customers, clients, whomever would come in, even just salespeople from companies would come in and say, oh, what's that? And who knows how many new clients, members that I got from them helping to spread the word about my business as raving fans. So that's it for Throwback Thursday. I just want you thinking, it's nice to think I want raving fans, but what are you doing to treat your customers as if they are, or at least are potential, fans of your business? One thing to do is do something like this. This t-shirt is likely over 30 years old. Yeah, it's about 30 years old. This company was from the late 80s, and now it's a late 2010s, we're crying out loud, about 30 years old, but it still seems to be in fantastic shape, and I'm going to start wearing this thing. And I wonder if anyone that I gave out, however many of these I gave out, how many people still wearing them. The other things that you do, you don't just have to give out stuff, you can sell stuff. That's what the sports teams do, right? They sell jerseys and t-shirts. Don't think, you know, my favorite baseball team, the New York Mets, is going to give me a t-shirt, but I must own a dozen New York Mets t-shirts and hats and uniform shirts and all kinds of other, you know, things on my wall and plaques and whatever, and all kinds of Mets stuff that I paid for. So you can even get people to buy stuff that is, they're buying it to advertise and spread the word about your business. So think about that. If you're a restaurant owner, are you selling your hot sauce that everyone says is great, or your salad dressing? Or are you shipping your desserts all over the country? Or whatever people say in your business that they love, are you then letting them buy t-shirts to say, hey, I ate the whatever, the big steak at Joe's Steakhouse? You know, are you doing that kind of stuff? Okay. And we can get more into that, but that's enough today. Just want to open your eyes to that. Thank you. Rich says, awesome shirt. Brings back the memories, doesn't it? Phil says, yep, t-shirts done the right way can arguably be, oh, who knew, the most cost-effective and far-reaching marketing tools one can implement. Ironically, we delivered some teas to Jessica Roach today. So that's what I was talking about yesterday, and I've already put the book back up on my shelf, but that are already now, okay. I guess I'll believe that one, but delivered t-shirts today that are already getting rave reviews. So it's a little quick to get that kind of feedback. Your results might vary, but it's good to know. At least maybe he just means that Jessica, the owner of the business, gave rave reviews and said, I love these t-shirts and I'm going to give them out or sell them or whatever. And so have her send me one, will you? And now Rich says, oh, there's Rich. We give out keychain mini flashlights and our customers love them. Right. And hopefully you're putting your company logo on them, and that's something, yeah, people can, that's a useful thing. So t-shirts, useful thing, and it blasts your message out and advertises and says, I love this rock and roll band, this sports team, why not your business? That's what it says. If they're wearing the t-shirt of it, or wearing the hat, or putting the logo on the bumper sticker on the car, or whatever, it says, this is something I'm really sold out to. This is a concept or company or business or sport or whatever, that's something I love. Don't you want that about your business? So I love Rich. He's thinking something useful, so they keep it. You know, if you just gave a regular keychain, they might say, oh, whatever, I already have a keychain. But this is a keychain mini flashlight, so that's something useful. Hey, I come home at night, or I get out of work late and it's dark and I got to find where's the keyhole, and I shine the flashlight. Or when I drop something on the floor and it goes under the table and I got to find it, there's the flashlight right on my keychain or whatever. Or you got to read the map in the car. Remember those days? I don't think people have to read maps in cars anymore. Everyone's got the GPS on their phone and in the car and whatever. But plenty of uses for the flashlight. So think of something useful so that they use it and they keep it. Think of something where you get your name with the implied message, I love this company, on it. You know, people, Rich, I don't know if you've heard of any of your customers who, and Phil probably has stories to tell, of people that get these mini chain flashlights and then they're using it. And maybe their friend sees them using and goes, oh, where'd you get that? What a great question that you as the business owner would love to get. Hey, where'd you get that? Oh, I got that from my insurance agent, from my roofer. I got it from my heating and air guy. I got it from Stretch Lawn Industries. You know, where'd you get that from? From a company I love. I'm a raving fan of. So that's Throwback Thursday, my tip of the day. Treat your customers like they could become or they are raving fans with all that goes along with what raving fans wear and do and carry around and put on their walls and just the feeling they have. And they're so proud to talk all about how they love their team and, you know, they spend lots of time and money on it. Like, don't you want even a little bit of that for your business? So that's it for Throwback Thursday. I'm going to take my 30-year-old T-shirt that brings back the memories, the first multi-million dollar business I ever built and owned, along with the meaningless slogan on the bottom. Because back then, fantasy sports might have 60 million players now, but back then it was only for nutcases like Rich and me that were serious fans, rabid, serious, crazy fans of the sport. Now it's pretty much open to anybody, but that's what that meant. Serious fun for the serious fan. I have to explain it. It's not a very useful slogan, is it? That's it for today. At the end, I'll go to see if we have any more. Oh, Phil is coming back and saying Jessica changed her Facebook picture to her wearing the shirt. There you go. So, see, he was right, and I was wrong. That's what I would call a rave review, that the second the business owner got this shipment of shirts coming in, she put one on and changed her Facebook profile photo to her wearing the shirts. Pretty ring endorsement that she loved it, and she says her customers are already requesting them. Right, of course. See, because in the social media world, she's very smart, and I have a feeling Phil might be the smart one there also who suggested she do that, because when she does that, now everyone sees that and goes, I want one of those. Awesome. Speaking of which, as far as Facebook profile photos, I put mine up and got some guidance way back from my mentor of social media, and he suggested something to this day I do. I know lots of people do the opposite, but I never change my profile photo. It's been on Facebook ever since I first joined it, the day I joined it, same with my Twitter photo, and that's so that I have consistent branding, consistent image. Everyone knows they see that, that's me. There's another strategy you can use on social media is to constantly be changing your profile photo, like you see there, Phil's talking about Jessica doing, and that way people see, get a notification, hey, so-and-so changed their profile photo, and now you get a mention in everybody's feed and they can go click like and whatever. So six of one, half a dozen the other. But for me, my former rambunctious, crazy Cocker Spaniel Emmanuel, who is no longer with us physically on earth, will always be with us because he'll be right next to me in my Facebook profile photo. So heck, now I'm talking about a whole different subject. So that tells me, gives a good hint that today's episode has ended. Thanks to everyone being here live. Melissa, thanks for being here. Jerdog, Phil, Rich, thanks for everybody with the comments and the likes, especially because I'm told that's what makes Facebook spread the message around, the engagement, the likes or dislikes, anything. Just engage, please. Tell me you hate it. Put a comment in and say that was stupid, anything at all, because I win. Facebook will spread the word and some more people will see my videos, and that's fun for me and for everybody. And if you miss one, you can scroll back through Facebook, or I always put them up on YouTube, put them on my blog, on my podcast, email them out if you're on the email list, and I go into more detail, of course, with my clients or anyone who really asks for help that I feel like helping. I go into a lot more detail on everything I talk about. Look at that. Lots of likes coming across the screen. Who's ever doing that? Thank you very much. And with that, we're going to call it a day here for Throwback Thursday. I've got a very recent example of a foundational tip that I'm going to teach tomorrow, a personal story about it and how it worked. And I'm going to explain how you can make it work for you on Foundational Friday tomorrow. So I hope you'll join me then. Until then, Steve Cypress, thanks for being here today on Throwback Thursday. Over and out.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.